echo the gospel call. Wonderful words of life, offer pardon and peace to all. Wonderful words of life, Jesus only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Grato el cántico sonará, bellas palabras de vida. Tus pecados perdonará, bellas palabras de vida.
Si de luz y vida son sostén y guía, que bellas son, bellas palabras de vida. Que bellas son, bellas palabras de vida.
I will be 30 minutes maybe standing up, so you can be there standing up too. Oh, go ahead, sit down. Sit down, please. I'm very happy to see you, my family. You look great, okay? I'm very, very happy. Long time that I don't see you. These folks, I see you frequently, so that is why I don't say hi to them, okay? Los veo mucho más seguido a ustedes. Ok. El Señor dice que todos somos constructores. The Lord said that every one of us is a builder. Algunos trabajan en construcción. Somebody work as a builder. You know, houses, things like that. Otros tienen, son muy buenos para las plantas. Others are green fingers, really, really good with plants. Tenemos buenos cocineros. We have ladies and even men who are very good cook. But everything, it has to do with building. Todo tiene que ver con edificar algo. Los cocineros tienen que ver los ingredientes. All the cookers have to see all the ingredients in the right proportion and at the right time. Y todos de alguna manera somos hábiles en alguna de estas cosas. We all have the ability to be good in one of these things, whatever it will be. So building is something very, very important in life. Construir es algo muy importante. Pero en toda construcción, and everything that you build, the foundation is the most important thing that you have to be sure that is right. La fundación, el cimiento, es lo más importante que uno debe tener. As a church, we talk a lot about what to build. Como iglesia hablamos mucho de qué construir, but remember, we must remember about the foundation. It doesn't matter if all the qualities, all the elements that we use are really good, if the foundation is not good, it's not going to work. No importa si todos los elementos son buenos, de buena calidad, si la fundación no es correcta, va a haber un problema. Jesús comienza el Sermón del Monte. Jesus starts the Sermon on the Mount with a foundation. And if we lose what is the foundation, it doesn't matter what is coming after. Si no entendemos cuál es la fundación de lo que Jesús dice, el resto no importa. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, verse that you know very well. Mateo 5, 3. I will read it in Spanish because my Bible today is only in Spanish. Okay? So please follow in your Bible. Matthew 5, 3, Jesus said, Bienaventurados los pobres en espíritu, porque de ellos es el reino de los cielos. Blessed those who are poor in spirit, because only them is the kingdom of heaven. Cuando Jesús habla de este hombre pobre, when Jesus is talking about this poor man, it's not the man that with his own hands can serve his own needs. It's not a regular worker. No es, cuando Jesús habla de este pobre, no es la persona, el trabajador común, aquel que puede ir y ganarse el pan cada día. It's not the guy who replaces things in the supermarket, or the guy who is digging. No es aquel que está en el supermercado ni aquel que hace pozos. Jesús utiliza una palabra muy especial. Jesus used a very specific word for this poor man. And this man is the one who is completely in poverty. Es el hombre que está completamente en bajo la pobreza. Es aquel hombre que no tiene cómo poder suplantar sus necesidades. It's the man that he is not able to meet any of his needs. All the basic needs. Todas las necesidades básicas. He is not able. There is no way that he is able to supply all these basic needs. No puede, por más que pueda, suplantar todas estas cosas que necesita. Es la misma palabra que Jesús utiliza en Lázaro y el rico. It's the same word that Jesus used to describe when we read about Lazarus and the rich man. In Luke 16. It's the same word that Jesus used to describe the poor woman, the poor widow. Es la misma viuda pobre que Jesús describe cuando va a ofrendar. And it's the same poor man that Jesus described in the great banquet. Es el mismo persona que Jesús describe en el banquete o en la cena grande en Lucas 14. It's the same word that James used in his letter about the rich man and the poor guy. And the rich man will sit it with everything, and the poor guy, please sit down there on the floor. Es el mismo que Santiago utiliza para describir entre el rico y el pobre, donde el rico se sienta muy prestigiosamente y el pobre obviamente en el piso. Jesus used a very, very specific word to describe those who are poor in spirit. Utiliza una palabra muy especial para describir a aquellos que son pobres en espíritu. Because he is poor, he has no influence. Por el hecho de ser pobre, no tiene ninguna influencia. Influence in what? He's nothing in society. He cannot do anything to bring to the community and bless the community. No tiene nada para ofrecer a la comunidad. Because he has no influence, he becomes a drowned trident He became very oppressed por el hecho de no tener influencia. Él es alguien quien está siempre oprimido. And because of his continual downtroddenness, oh man, that is a very difficult word. Oppressed, this man is beaten to his knees. Porque siempre está continuamente oprimido, es un hombre que cae en sus rodillas. And that is the man that we read many times in the Psalms. It's the guy who is on his knees, and there is no other way that he can look around. The only way that he can look around is up. And because he looks up, obviously he trusts in the Almighty. Es el hombre quien, el hecho que únicamente puede mirar hacia arriba, la única manera que él puede hacer es que mirando arriba confía plenamente en quien el Señor Todopoderoso es. When we are this poor spirit, when we are this poor man or this poor woman, we understand that God is the only one who can rule in our hearts. Cuando entendemos que somos este hombre o mujer pobre, es cuando Dios rige nuestros corazones. Because God is ruling in our hearts, and He is the only one who can supply every single need. Obviously, you cannot break a man who already is broken. You cannot weaken a man that is already weakened. And you cannot overcome a man that is already surrendered. Por el hecho de que Dios rige en el corazón, uno no puede romper a una persona que está quebrantada. Uno no puede debilitar a una persona que está débil ya. Y uno no puede tener victoria sobre aquel que ya se ha rendido. God is ruling. Obviously, nobody can kill a Christian. There is nothing. Nothing can kill you. Nadie puede matarte porque Dios está rigiendo tu corazón. So Jesus make a great emphasis knowing what you do by who you are. Jesús hace un gran énfasis no en lo que haces, pero en quién eres. If you are this poor man or woman who rely completely in God, you are light, you are salt. You have eyes for one woman, your heart is pure. When things are hard, God always come to you and help you. All these beatitudes that we have are built on this. Knowing what you do, but in who you are. Because you are this poor man or this poor woman who completely surrendered under God. Dios hace un énfasis en quién eres, no en lo que haces. Y por el hecho de quién eres, eres luz, eres sal, eres un hombre o una mujer que tiene ojos para una persona sola. Buscas a él más que cualquier otra cosa. As we read it, Jesus said that anyone who hear my words and do it will be a builder. That it doesn't matter what happened in your life, you always stand firm and high. Jesús dice de que si uno edifica, escucha las palabras y las hace, uno edifica de tal manera que no hay nada en la vida que pueda destruir tu vida espiritual. So the foundation is what it makes the difference between the rock and between the sand. La fundación es lo que hace la diferencia entre la roca y la arena. Because same things happen in the life of the people who build on the rock and the people who build on the sand. Las mismas cosas suceden en aquellos que edifican en la roca y edifican sobre la arena. But the difference is the foundation. It's not the material on top. La diferencia no es las cosas que edificamos arriba, sino la fundación. If we don't depend absolutely in the mercy of God, because there is nothing that we can do for ourselves, our house will fall. Si no dependemos absolutamente de quién Dios es y entendemos que no hay nada que podamos hacer por nosotros mismos, nuestra casa en algún momento se va a caer. Es deep. Es profundo lo que Jesús dice. Ser, what is the word, bigger, bigger, B-E-G-G-R-A? Thank you. Say it again. Okay, you say it. Bendigo, ha, más fácil, easy. It is very hard to accept that you have to become one. Es muy difícil aceptar que uno necesita ser, comenzar a ser uno. Because as human, we don't want to be that man. We don't want to be that woman. No queremos ser ese hombre y no queremos ser esa mujer. But Christ says, you have to become one. Cristo dice, necesitas comenzar a ser uno de ellos. If you work, you bring the bread to your home. Si trabajas, trae el pan a tu casa. But in your spiritual life, there is nothing that you can do to help you to bring things to your life. En la vida espiritual no hay nada que puedas hacer por ti mismo para bendecir tu vida espiritual. It's all about surrendered completely to the mercy of the old Lord, the Almighty. He is the one who can feed you. He is the one who gives you good health. He is the one who provides for you in every situation. You miss the Bible class, you miss a big thing this morning. Es Dios quien suple todas las necesidades en todas las áreas de nuestra vida. So, this morning, I want to encourage you. Les quiero recordar a ustedes esta mañana Remember the foundation. Remember where your life is building. All the efforts that you are putting in your Christian life, be sure that you never leave the quality of being this guy. Please, Father. Estemos seguros que sobre todas las cosas que construimos en nuestra vida cristiana, nunca dejemos de lado el fundamento de ser el mendigo delante de los ojos de Dios. Men can be proud. Ya, el hombre puede ser muy orgulloso. But remember, in the eyes of God, being proud is not a good thing. Ser orgullosos en los ojos del Señor no es algo bueno. We must humble ourselves. Debemos sí o sí humillarnos delante de Él. That is why we are the church. Por eso somos la iglesia. It's not what we do, it's who we are. No es lo que hacemos, pero quién somos. Because everything that you do will depend who you are in the spiritual life. How are you building? ¿Cómo estás construyendo? Are you really listening the words of Jesus in building on the foundation or completely depending 100% on God? ¿Estás dependiendo un 100% de Dios? Or are you building, as Jesus will say, on the sand? You trust in yourself. ¿O estás confiando en ti mismo, construyendo sobre la arena? Because we live in New Orleans, we know what happened to the houses that it doesn't have a good foundation, ¿no? Viviendo en Nueva Orleans sabemos lo que es no tener una casa con buenos cimientos. But if we are not careful, when you look at that house, it can be you, or it can be me. Si no tenemos cuidado, esa casa puede ser simbólicamente vos o yo. This morning I want just to encourage you, but I challenge you too, with this simple message. Los quiero animar y desafiarlos con este mensaje simple. Be sure that you are that poor or that. Thank you. Say it louder. Yeah. Be sure that you are that man, that woman. Estén seguros que sean ese mendigo. Because it's the only way that you can build safe. Es la única manera de edificar de una manera segura. Que el Señor nos bendiga. God bless you in all this work that we have to do. So, who you are? ¿Quién eres? ¿Qué edificador eres? What kind of builder are you? Only you know the kind of builder that you are in your own life. Solo tú sabes quién eres el edificador en tu hogar. Que el Señor nos siga bendiciendo. God continue to bless us. And if you had been no building, trusting completely in God, today is a good day to start to completely trust in the Lord again. Hoy es el día para poder comenzar nuevamente a confiar plenamente en el Señor si no lo has hecho. If you didn't come to the Lord today, maybe it's the day to put your foundation. Put Jesus. Put the Lord so you can start to build and become somebody that you are not today in the front of the eyes of God. Si no lo han venido al Señor, hoy es un buen día, obviamente, para que ustedes puedan edificar de tal manera. I encourage you, as you're standing up when we sing in this song, if you have the need, please come front. Si ven la necesidad, por favor, puedan pasar adelante.
Oh, do not let the word depart and close thine eyes against the light. Poor sinner, harden not your heart and be saved, oh, tonight. Oh, why not tonight? And oh, why not tonight? Will thou be saved? Then why not? Why not tonight?
Oh, no rechaces la verdad. Tus ojos hoy abren la luz, renuncia a toda la maldad y ven a Jesús. Oh, ven sin tardar, oh, ven sin tardar, acude a Jesús y salvo será.